The war in Ukraine has also affected Israeli farmers, some of whom have been forced to destroy thousands of tons of vegetables, as export shipments to Ukraine and Russia have been halted. Leket Israel, the National Food Bank, has launched an appeal to try to rescue the surplus agricultural produce and get it to families in need. In addition, the food rescue organization says that Israelis are expected to waste some 525 million shekels worth of produce this Passover season, and food that goes to waste. Reporter Naomi Segel heard more from Gidi Kroch, CEO of Leket Israel.
Of course, there's going to be a tremendous amount of waste because, you know, as consumers, we want to buy the best piece of produce available. And also, you know, there's these matching deals, buy one, get one, or things like that. So there's going to be a tremendous amount of waste. We're talking about, you know, if Israel consumers will spend about 2 billion shekels just for the holidays, but just for Pesach, then about a quarter of it will be thrown away at the end of the day. And I think that's a tremendous amount of waste. Now, if we're looking at a household itself, we're talking about total expenditure for the holidays, an average, a family average is about four people, will spend about 2,600 shekels just for food in itself on Pesach, and will throw away about 350 shekels worth of food. So it all adds up at the end of the day to a tremendous amount of food waste, food that can actually go and do something good with it. And if it's not only the food waste, it's also the waste that we're spending a lot on the agriculture itself and growing and fertilizing and gas and everything. So we're wasting more than the food itself. We're actually wasting a lot of resources, earth resources in this. So environmental protection is also very important for Leket as well in this. And we see that we're wasting just everything we can in this. And it's heartbreaking to see how much food will be thrown away.
So from the household perspective, is one way of addressing this to have more mindful shopping and consumption, or more mindful shopping from the get-go?
Of course, I think when you look at it, and you know, if we look at the Seder table that we were studying, and again, we're looking at the food that's left at the end of the day. So first of all, we have to be mindful of the shopping we're doing. Let's try and make a recipe. Let's try and plan what we want to eat at the Seder itself and buy accordingly, not just buy everything that's on the shelves. And I know it's a festivity, and a lot of people are you know, it's not only the holiday itself, it's the festival of spring and everything. People want abundance on their table, and that's totally understandable. But at the end of the day, we should also look at what we're throwing away. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be thrown away. I mean, it's good food. We can store it. Everybody has a refrigerator at home. We can store it and eat it later on for a couple of days. But again, even after that, we'll be throwing away a lot of food. So I think planning ahead and trying to understand, plan the meal itself and see what we have, or maybe even, you know, arranging boxes after and sending out every one of the Seder guests with a food parcel home so they'll have, they can consume it. I think, you know, we can take measures that will actually lessen the amount of food waste. But altogether, I think we're still going to waste a lot of food. And it really, you know, when there's a need, and there is an actual need in Israel for this food waste, Leket is trying to address in terms of the fresh produce, of course, then it's just, again, it's heartbreaking to see the amount of food that is cooked, prepared, and then just thrown away.
This is also coming at a period of the crisis, the war in Ukraine. How has that impacted, or has that had an impact on the issue of food waste and security?
So first of all, we have to understand that Israel is an exporter of produce to Russia and Ukraine, and we export about 700 million shekels every year of fresh produce to the Ukraine, especially, and Russia, especially carrots, potatoes, bell peppers, radishes, things like that, which are more common there, and they require more of it. And this year, the war just stopped everything because the ruble fell, and of course, there's the embargo or boycotting the Russian economy there, and so nobody can actually transfer funds. So farmers in Israel were left with surplus that they can't really send over. There's no one to accept it, and there's no payment that they can receive in any way. So they're trying to find solutions for that, and not all solutions are available. Like, they're trying to find immediate markets elsewhere, and some did, elsewhere in the world, that will accept this produce, but some of it is still surplus in Israel. And that's what we're trying to do now. Leket came up with an idea that in order, actually, it should be a government idea, and we proposed this to the government, but they're probably not willing to accept it because we haven't heard back from the Ministry of Agriculture in this. And we said, let's compensate the farmers for their loss as much as, you know, a nonprofit can, and we'll purchase at half a shekel a kilo any surplus that was meant for export to the Ukraine or Russia, and therefore compensating the farmers a little bit, and also, you know, trying to get more of the produce to rescue. And we're talking about tens of thousands of tons that eventually might be destroyed or can be destroyed because of it, because the Israeli market can't absorb the amount of fresh produce that the carrots and potatoes and so on. They just can't absorb because we're also growing in Israel for the Israeli market itself. So adding another tens of thousands of tonnage it'll spoil. So we're trying to get the attractive farmers in this way too and get them rescue more. And it's a campaign we went out with a few weeks ago. And there is some success in this. We already have carrots, and we have an agreement with one of the carrot manufacturers in Israel that they're going to support us with thousands of tons of carrots, and that's great. But I think we can do a lot more. So that's the impact of what's happening in the Ukraine and Russia on what's happening here immediately in Israel. Markets closing down, farmers are left with surplus. And who's going to get that surplus? How can we lay our hands on the surplus and avoid getting it thrown away? I think that's very important for us to do, and we're trying to do as much as we can.
And what is the scope of need at this time within the Israeli population?
Well, we're still talking about a fifth to a quarter of the population living in some sort of degree of food insecurity in Israel. And unfortunately, they won't have, if we're talking about a population of about 9 million in Israel, then we're talking about 2 million, over 2 million people that will probably suffer some degree of food insecurity. And it's unfortunate, especially in the holidays, like I said before, it should be a festivity. It should be a festival of spring. And unfortunately, some of the families in Israel won't have the food to celebrate this way. And I think it's very unfortunate because the food is out there. We just need to navigate it and bring it to the places where people are in need. And Leket in fresh produce, we're trying to do as much as we can, of course, but I think a lot more can be done.